I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592.
Great song.
It is a great song. And no, we're not playing this for Topper. I don't think he's the best, but he's doing a darn good job. More credit. I believe Rob Thompson deserves it for where the Phillies are right now. Agree, disagree. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas claims he's given Topper credit.
Give him love. All love in the world.
Few hear it today, and most believe you're anti-Topper. I mean, that. Hugh Douglas does not like Rob Thompson.
Nah, it's going. Love him to death.
Well, you won't give him any credit for where the Phillies are right now. All right, your phone calls on that. Plus, we wanted to get to this. So last week, Saquon Barkley was a guest on the Exciting Mics podcast, which is the new Cooper DeJean Reed Blankenship podcast. And listen to what Saquon Barkley said about the 2024 Eagles.
I firmly believe when you look at our team that we had last year, I think we're a top five team of all time. And I tell my boys this all the time. Like, if you really look at the season outside of the first four games, like, it was belt to ass. How dominant you guys were on defense and how dominant we were on offense and special team. Yeah. People don't realize how great of a team that actually was.
We were working together.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have training camp, but like, it's kind of different when it's just in game.
You're in the
like
the
how
moment.
Your coach really is. Like, how's he calling the game? Like, getting used to that and kind of getting used to the guys you play with. But after the bye week,
I think we just all bought in.
We just bought in.
Yeah, I think we all just bought in. And like, you hear like the outside noise and expectation. Like, we didn't care how it looked. Only thing we cared about was winning football games. And when you have the talent, skill that we have in our team mixed with the coaches, we all play together like how we played. Like, teams really stood no chance.
All right, look, let's unpack what he said there. And I expect him to be excited. I expect him to feel very strongly that he was part of something special, and he was. It's the greatest Eagles team we've ever seen. I remember last December sitting here, and we talked about whether it was the best Eagles defense we've ever saw. And then by the time the Super Bowl was over, I think we all agreed it was. Great team, great season. But I'm going to steal a line from Joe DeCamera when he took a shot at Hugh Douglas a couple weeks ago. The 2024 Eagles were more great with a lowercase g than an uppercase g. I can't sit here and say I believe what he's saying is true. Like, do we put them on the pantheon of the five greatest football teams in the history of pro football? I don't think, at least just, and look, I know everyone has different perspective on this because we're all different ages, right? Some of us saw teams, others didn't, right? We're not all in the same exact timeline, but I just think back to the history of pro football. I can remember it well for the last 30 plus years. I don't view the Eagles from last year as that high an echelon of team. Hugh, when you heard him say it, what did you think?
I think that he was talking about himself and the year that he had. He had a special year. And to your point, Joe, this is one of those conversations that's going to turn into an argument about how do you feel? Like, what does that mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
Because when I think about some of the greatest teams that ever played, I go back, you know, I think of the 85 Bears. I think of the San Francisco 49ers teams.
Yep.
That was a different era. That was an era where you actually had to build your team. And draft through draft, when you talk about the era and the time when those teams were great, it was during the time where free agency wasn't as big a deal as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
You play with one team. This to me, and this is no disrespect to this team, because they won a Super Bowl. I've never done that. But they won the Super Bowl. They had their core guys. But the two biggest contributions came for them to win came from two guys that weren't on the team a year before.
Saquon and Zach Bond.
And you know, Jalen Carter. Like, this is the way that I look at it, people. So don't get mad at me if I don't say a name or a particular name that
I'm
you did not
mad,
hear.
Actually.
You know what I mean? But that's just how I look at it. And to your point, Joe, I'm glad you prefaced it by saying that. It just all depends on what age you are when you look at this thing. Now, there's going to be a lot of Eagles fans that are listening to this show, and they're going to be like, oh, this is one of the greatest teams. And they're going to go back to that play that Saquon had when he hurdled the Jacksonville Jaguars players. But when you look at it, the numbers and things of that nature, which some people might be entrenched in the numbers, mm-hmm. you look at me like, outside of the defense, offense was like what? Probably wasn't even in the top 20 of offenses last year.
So they were not a top 20 passing offense. When you add it all together, I think they were 7th in scoring last year.
Yeah,
they were.
So 7th in scoring. We know the passing offense was great. It's an all-time running team. I mean, obviously led by Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts' legs. Look, I said it. We can't all approach it from the same moment. So he said all-time. I mean, I could challenge Saquon on that. Saquon's younger than me. What does he know about the 75 Steelers? He wasn't around to see that either. I started writing down the best teams I've ever seen. And I was just, because I didn't see the 85 Bears. Like, I wasn't born yet. I didn't see them. And even if I was, I was born around that time. But I was obviously too young. So, like, the 85 Bears belong on this list. Some team in the 70s has to be on this list. You want to pick one of those Steelers teams? Okay.
Well,
so that
the Dolphins were undefeated.
The Dolphins were undefeated. Right? Those early Montana Niners. Like, I'm just naming teams that I didn't even see. And then how about some teams that I did see? The 94 Niners were one of the most loaded rosters I've ever seen. They won a Super Bowl so bad, it was like you turned the TV off in the third quarter.
Ravens team?
Now, I wouldn't put the Ravens team in it.
In the top five?
Their offense was so bad.
Okay, respectfully.
Yeah, I wouldn't put them in mine, but I understand the defense was great. The 99 Rams were an amazing football team with Warner and Falk and Bruce and Holt.
Greatest year on turf.
Yep, Orlando Pace. And I know Kyle's going to get mad at this. The 2007 Patriots were probably the most dominant football team I've ever seen. Now, we know they lost
the
Super Bowl.
Had a hell of a run, though.
You can't lose to Eli.
Yeah, but they were 16-0. 16-0. Well, that
team
until
they lost to Eli.
Well, that team lost to him once, that particular team.
Yeah, in a pretty important game.
Yeah, it was a Super Bowl, and they stunk that day. I'm just saying they were the most dominant regular season team I've ever seen. So I just threw out three teams I saw. Then you throw in the teams even before, like, the early 90s, go back to 80s, 70s. I don't view the 2024 Eagles as that great. Again, stealing the line from DeCameron when he ripped Hugh for no reason a couple weeks ago. It's a lowercase g. It's a great team, and they're a Super Bowl champion. But like, there's like the few teams that are reserved for the uppercase g's, the all-time great. And Hugh, you mentioned it with passing game. I mean, how can I put the 2024 Eagles in that realm when we didn't even know until November if they were any good?
Well, I look
at
it.
I mean, that's part of the story.
It's true. It's true. But I listened to what he said, and that's why I said he feels that way. Because there was a lot that they were dealing with that we didn't know nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
And we get little glimpses of being inside of that when you hear Jalen say stuff like, hey, man, you were the glue that held this thing together. And, you know, they talk about how they came together as a team. And they even alluded to that cut we just played about how they blocked out all the other noise. There was a lot going on at that time that we know nothing about. I know I go back to when Coach Sirianni cut his hair and it worked out for the best, but that was a sign of distress, in my opinion. And I know we don't – I'm serious. And we might make light of it because we don't know the whole story behind it, but that to me was the turning point for the Philadelphia Eagles. And they decided to roll with their coach and block out everything else that was going on, blocked out all that outside noise. Because I'll tell you, during that time, even though they were winning, there's a lot of people in that organization weren't happy with the way the quarterback was playing. That's a fact.
A lot of people on WIP weren't happy.
A lot of our callers
weren't happy. A lot of people, like, they didn't have a good passing game for most of the season.
That's a fact. And there were people that were complaining about the passing game all the way through the playoffs until he won it. And then, you know, the only thing that anybody could say, hey, he's a winner. That's it. It's one of those things where there were so many people that had to eat crow. And we ain't heard from half of them because they used to call all the time talking bad about Jalen. I ain't heard nobody talking bad about him lately. But yeah, that it was part of that too.
All right, how much does the quarterback play into whether or not we believe this team was all-time great? Because the other teams I wrote down on my list
had great quarterback play.
Yeah, I mean the quarterbacks are Brady, the quarterback is Warner, the quarterback is Steve Young, Brady again. I mean Elway. Like you go back to some of these teams that are looked at as the greatest teams of all time, and they had
and you look at the quarterback
all-time
play,
quarterbacks,
and it's pretty high. I will say this: I looked at his passer rating for that season. Pretty decent.
Jalen,
I think it was 103.
This past year?
Yes.
What do you think of ranked? Top 10?
Something like that. Okay. It was something like that.
When you're not turning the ball over.
Right. It helps.
He was efficient more than excellent.
It helps, but if you just strictly look at the numbers of his Super Bowl win compared to other quarterbacks, he's in that realm, but it all depends on how you decide to break down the numbers.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Because just like you said, he was conservative with the football. Didn't throw it a whole lot. Didn't put the ball in harm's way. Early on, he did. And if you take those numbers and you project out, if he'd have been playing that way and we'd have still won, his QBR probably wouldn't be that high.
215-592-9494. All right, Saquon Barkley said this past Eagles team, the 2024 Eagles, was a top five team in the history of the NFL. Agree, disagree. I'm looking at the early returns in our poll, and I'm blown away. 85% believe the Eagles were a top five team of all time.
I didn't expect that.
Wow.
Why not?
Well, because they weren't.
No, but this is what we do as fans.
I know, but 85. I expected it to not be a blowout in favor of
like 60-40. Like, yes.
To me is like, well, obviously yes.
Yeah. No,
and I don't think it's obviously.
I think
yes.
More people are saying all time team than give Topper more.
Can I tell you why? That people feel that way because they're not hearing. They don't hear what you're saying, Kyle. They just know
well,
it's
they
us.
Never do.
They never hear. They never hear what you're saying. And if they feel like if you go the other way, that means you're bashing Jalen. Like this is all rooted in some kind of Jalen hatred. And I don't think
you know the most about that.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't saying nothing bad about Jalen, but a lot of people when you talk about it, that's automatically what they hear is Jalen hate.
Yeah,
it's not like that.
All right. I'm looking at the NFL top 100 teams on just Pro Football Reference, right? The Eagles, I don't think they have the 2024 season on there yet, so I'm kind of doing this on my own.
Mm-hmm. But you could compare it to other teams. You would just put them above.
Yeah,
or below.
Just like and, when you look at similar
right.
season.
And I don't remember watching a lot. Obviously, it was not around for 72, 85, 78, 84, or 89. Your 94 Niners not on there. 92 Cowboys are on there, but they're six.
Like you called them my 94 Niners.
Well, that's because that you were the one that brought
they
them.
They were dominant.
They were.
Are the 07 Pats on there?
They are number seven.
Of course they are.
Yep. But I have one problem with the logic that Hugh presented at the beginning.
Okay.
Was that because their contributions were from people who weren't on the team the year before? We're not talking about the team from the year before. We're talking specifically about last year in which Bond was there and Barkley was there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think what they did before that has anything to do with what their contributions were to the 2024 team. That's the team that we're referring to here. So I don't agree with that. I will say I put him up against the, I'm going back like 5 and 6, the 89 Niners and the 92 Cowboys. So 92 Cowboys were the second ranked offense, fifth ranked defense. The Niners in 89 were the number one offense, number three defense. So I think that's a pretty good line of demarcation
there.
That's
pretty good.
And the Eagles were 2 defense and 7 offense. Now, the difference is, I think, was the rushing yards. The Eagles blew both those teams away in terms of being a rushing team. And I think where that is significant is that it's a different league now. It's not a rushing league. It's where it was when they played. And the Eagles still blow them out of the water in terms of being a rushing team in the NFL. So maybe not as dominant of defenses, considering the times. But, I mean, you could almost argue that they were because of how much of a passing league that it is. Like, I think the combo of phenomenal running attack and phenomenal defense, I think you could slide them right in at that 6 or 5.
Can you look at, go back to that list you found. Can you see where they ranked the 2013 Seahawks, the Russell Wilson Seahawks? Because that's the team that they always reminded me the most of. Right, Russell and Jalen at this stage of Jalen's career, that stage of Russell's career, they're pretty similar, right? They're not the best quarterback, but they're good, and you can win with them, and they use their legs. Great running game with Marshawn Lynch. Great defense. That team is the one that I felt was the most similar. Kyle, where do they rank?
Seahawks, I thought my mic was on. Pulled a Hugh. The Seahawks were 18th on that list.
See, that's
total.
See, that's fair. Like, if you tell me the 2024 Eagles are one of the 25 best teams in NFL history, or the 20 best teams in NFL history,
you can rock with that.
I'll buy it. Like, they were great. But a top five?
That Seahawks team was 1 defense and 8 offense.
That's pretty similar to the Eagles.
Very similar
to the Eagles. Like, if Saquon, and I know it doesn't pop as much going on a podcast, and I think we were one of the 26 best teams ever.
Yep.
But, like, I get it. If he had said, I think we were a top 15 team ever, I don't think I'd give him much pushback. They were a great team from September on. It's just, like, when you don't throw the ball that well, and from... We didn't even, doesn't it, maybe it speaks to how dumb we are or how dumb I am. Doesn't it speak to maybe that they weren't all-time great, that it took us till like November as a fan base to buy into them being that good?
Well, see, here's the reality of it, is when you look back on the season, is they wanted the season to go one way.
Mm-hmm.
When they had tried to throw the ball all over the schoolyard.
Totally.
It didn't work out that way. They stumbled into Saquon Barkley being what he was, because I remember conversations about how long is this going to last, and how many more touches are we going to give him because he's been banged up, all this other stuff. So there's that. Not trying to take away anything that Saquon has said, because that's the way he feels, especially coming from where he's come from and getting all the accolades that you thought you were going to get when you got drafted in the first round by the Giants, and it didn't happen that way. So I get all of that. So not trying to diminish any of that. But there was a lot of shoehorning the round peg square hole thing early on in this season to get to this point. And it worked out for everybody.
There's also a little revisionist history, because the last two games, they were totally dominant in the two biggest games. Sure. But that wasn't the way they played most of
the
season.
But so I think another thing you might have to factor in here when you talk about the team itself, they had to play, what, 3 games at the end of the season without their starting quarterback?
The Eagles did.
Yeah. Still won. I mean, they won 2 of them, almost beat the Commanders. They could have finished the season 17-0, 17 straight wins, which would have been an NFL record.
And I do give them, I think we give them a little extra credit, too, for who they beat in the Super Bowl and how they beat them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they beat
a dynasty.
They beat the best team of this era by a lot in the Super Bowl. They're a great team. Again, it's just more of a lowercase g than an uppercase g.
It's easier for me to say that amongst teams that I've seen, just because I don't go back to the 90s Cowboys or, you know, any of those.
Yeah, I mean, no one wants to give the 90s Cowboys credit, but they were good. I mean,
who did, you know, I guess the Cowboys beat the Bills, who were, you know, you can't call them a dynasty, but
they were a dominant team. They went to 4
Super
straight
Bowl wins away from being considered one of the greatest teams of all time.
And they blew them out, from my memory. At least one of them was like 52 to whatever. All right,
and then you have the Niners, who beat, what, the Broncos?
Yeah, the Niners.
Who weren't really, I guess, with Elway, but.
Right, yeah, Elway dragged some teams there. 215-592-9494. All right, your reaction to this. Saquon Barkley said the 2024 Eagles are a top 5 team of all time. I disagree. Great team, but not that great. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. We'll treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, let's go to the phones here. We got Paul in Northeast Philly. What's up, Paul?
Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Paul. What's up?
I really do. I happen to agree. The only way you look back on these things is years later and say how many All-Pros. I mean, how many Hall of Famers. And I think when it's all said and done, Eagles are going to have 5 Hall of Famers on the offensive side of the ball.
All right, so let's unpack it. So you think last year's Eagles are going to end up with 5 offensive Hall of Famers. So we got Saquon?
1.
A.J.?
No.
So 5 without AJ. All right. So Saquon and Lane.
2.
Who are the other 3?
I think it'll be the 3 offensive linemen will wind up in the Hall of Fame.
Who are the 3?
Dickerson and Mailata?
Dickerson and Mailata.
And then you have Jalen going?
Ask you about Juergens too.
That's what I think is going to be. One other thing, you dismissed the Baltimore Ravens defense because you said their offense wasn't that good.
Right.
You was right. They were the best defense out of all of them.
I agree. So
Bears would have been up there with them, but mm-hmm. Offensively, the 85 Bears weren't all that.
Well, they did have Walter.
They had a better offense than the 2000 Ravens.
Yeah. So, Paul, I'm not dismissing. The 2000 Ravens were a great team. But they're one-sided. Like, I'm thinking if they played the other teams on this list we're talking about, they had trouble moving the football. And also, and Paul, good phone call. And that, I wasn't expecting that. 5 offensive Hall of Famers, not including A.J. Brown?
Yeah, that's very interesting.
So, when I started writing down the teams, I was thinking about that. Like, how many all-time players did they have on the team? Like, I'll just give you an example. Like, the 99 Rams, Falk, Warner, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Orlando Pace, the 2007 Patriots, which we could fight about them not winning the Super Bowl, but obviously they were a great team. Brady, Moss, Harrison, Sayow. Most of these teams that are all-time great have, well, I think I agree with the caller there, Hugh. They have about 4 or 5 or 6 Hall of Famers, right? Mm-hmm. Do we agree with him that all those Eagles are going to the Hall of Fame?
Not all of them.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I think AJ's going. I think AJ's going to make a bid for the Hall of Fame.
So Saquon, if he does what he just did a couple more times, will go to the Hall of Fame.
It's going to be tough for AJ, I think. There's so many good to great receivers.
There are. But he's been
what's going to keep him out, though?
He's been a top 5 guy.
The amount of good to great wide receivers there are.
Man,
has he ended a season at any point in his career being the number 1 in the league?
Probably not. Can I tell you what's going to keep AJ out of the Hall of Fame? Playing for the Eagles, running the football.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at last year. He was great, AJ, but how many catches did he have? 60?
Yeah.
65?
I do also want to point out, because I thought this too about the Bears that year, being not a very good offense. Do you know what their league rank was that year in offense?
10?
2.
Oh, so see, we remember because they're more known for their defense than their offense.
But that's a great all around. I mean, number 1 defense and number 2 offense, they have a case for the best all time.
I think Jalen Hurts has put together the start. This is what the start of a Hall of Fame career looks like. Mm-hmm. But we got to see how he plays the next 10 years. Because I would have said the same thing about Russell Wilson 10 years ago. And now I'm not sure if Russell's going to the Hall of Fame.
I think Jalen goes to another Super Bowl, and he plays. Longevity is going to play a strong role in Jalen's Hall of Fame career, in my opinion, because I feel like we're going to argue, no matter what he does, we're going to argue his stats every year.
If he wins one more, I think he goes. It's tough to win 2 and not go to the Hall of Fame. That pretty much locks it up.
It's one of those things where Jalen's career is going to be predicated on how we feel about him in the moment, because I think he's going to evolve and change.
Yeah.
Whatever and be whatever the season needs him to be that year.
Now, the other part about what our last call brought up about all-time players, a lot of the Eagles are young, so it's tough to know, right? Jalen Carter looks
he might be on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
Yeah, but he's got to do it for 10 more years and stay healthy and all those kind of things and stay productive.
A lot of pitfalls with that.
Yeah. Now, of all the Eagles on the team last year, Lane Johnson is the one. It's the easiest.
It's the easy to project.
Yeah, he's played for a decade. He's still playing well. He's been a great player. I think he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. 215-592-9494. That is a hot board. Curious your take on this. Saquon Barkley said the 2024 Eagles are a top 5 NFL team ever. I disagree. I mean, they were a great team. I just would put it with the lowercase g. They're not one of the 5 best teams I've ever seen. And then you go back even before I was watching, back to the, you know, the 80s and the 70s and however far you want to go back. I don't have the Eagles as a top five team ever. Saquon does. What's your reaction to it? 215-592-9494. I'm blown away by how many people today are voting that they are, yes, a top five team of all time. And the Phillies. Rob Thompson, I believe he deserves more credit for the way the Phillies have played this year. He's navigated a very shaky bullpen, platoons at three positions. His best hitter didn't do much for the first month. And the Phillies have the best record in baseball. Should Topper get more credit? Devin Caney's going to join us at noon. And with the Braves in town, we want to get to something that we saw involving the Phillies and the Braves, and it scares me. I don't even want to say it out loud, but we have to talk about it. That's next. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.